And we just found out yesterday that Hastings Manor has now declared that they have an outbreak because two employees have tested positive. To talk more about how the government is going to deal with this and what we can do is the minister responsible for long-term care here in the province of Ontario, Dr. Marilee Fullerton. She joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Minister. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you very much. As we know, across this country, over 600 at least long-term care facilities have been affected. A whole bunch here in Ontario, we have seen what has happened in Bob Cajun, absolute tragedy. What is the province doing to deal with this growing situation? It's happening in our general public, but it seems to be really focusing in on these facilities.
Yeah, thank you. As you know, in long-term care, it is the most vulnerable people in Ontario that are in long-term care. And if we look at the outbreaks across Ontario, right now there are 49 homes with outbreaks and one with a potential outbreak. And I want to put that in perspective for everyone. In Ontario, there are about 630 long-term care homes. And so if we look at that in a way to understand, in Ontario, we are putting up a steel fence around long-term care homes. In those instances where there is one case that's considered an outbreak, and whether it's in a resident or a staff, and that allows us to action and have public health action very quickly under the direction of the Chief Medical Officer of Health to make sure that every measure and proper protocol to address the outbreak is taken. And, you know, I want to mention, my heart goes out to everyone who has been affected by this, to the residents, to the staff, to the families, and to the community. And that's why it's so, so important, not only that we continue to take directives from the Chief Medical Officer of Health as the understanding of this this virus that is a beast, as we understand more about what else we can do, we need community to step up as well. And everyone in our communities, outside of our homes, to practice measures that will help reduce the potential for this germ to get into our long-term care homes. So that's the measures that the Chief Medical Officers of Health, and you've heard Theresa Tam federally, and you've heard medical officers of health across the country say it. Stay home unless you have to go out for health care or medications or groceries. And for those essential workers who are out there, my thanks goes out to them day in, day out. And also our staff, they're in long-term care homes. Their well-being and their safety is a priority. Our residents' safety and well-being is a priority. And we've seen communities step up providing donations of technology that allows our residents to be able to communicate with their loved ones while there are restrictions on the homes for visitors.
Minister,
so we see an outpouring. Yes, thank you.
Let me ask you this question. We've heard stories about how at several long-term care homes, masks might not be provided or aren't allowed for the workers. It seems that if in some cases it's the staff who may be infected, wouldn't it be prudent to have masks for the workers in these facilities?
Yeah, understood. So we take our directives at the Ministry of Long-Term Care from the Chief Medical Officer of Health. And so this is a brand new virus. It's been circulating in the world for the last number of months, and everyone across the world is learning from it and how to best address it. And so it is something that the influenza pandemic preparedness or protocols are designed by the Medical Officer of Health, the Chief Medical Officer of Health, and Public Health to address influenza. This is a COVID-19, so it is different from influenza. And that is being acknowledged that it often works differently as well. So we need to be looking at other ways we can address this. Personal protective equipment such as masks, surgical masks, these are important consideration. And we'll be looking to our Chief Medical Officer of Health to give us information and directives on that. We act on the directives from him.
Any idea when he might come up with a solution for this? Because I know... that these workers are quite scared. And we've heard stories that whole shifts aren't showing up for work, which is not acceptable because the people in these homes, of course, you know more than anybody, really need their help. They need the staff to keep them safe and alive and fed and clean and everything that goes into
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's a very important point in why we have had two emergency orders to allow our homes to have flexibility in decision-making in terms of staff, all while maintaining the standards of care. And our staff in long-term care homes, the dedication, the compassion that they show every single day, it's a privilege to have met many of them, and it is an honor to know that they are there for our loved ones in long-term care. They need to be protected, and as I said earlier on, it is about what we're doing is about making sure that our staff are protected, their well-being and safety is a priority for our government, and to prevent burnout. And so that means we have had to take measures, emergency measures, to allow that to happen, to support them. And personal protective equipment such as masks. I've been on the phone with our long-term care homes for weeks now, and that was something that was raised. And it is definitely something that we need to be understanding more. And it is the Chief Medical Officer of Health and others in public health who are shining a lens on this. And as the evidence is more concrete, and I believe that we're almost there, that masks are an important part of protection for our long-term care sector.
One more question, Minister, before we let you go, because we know you're extremely busy. If somebody has a relative in long-term care that is fairly healthy or able to be moved, some people are talking about bringing them out of their facility and bringing them to their house. There's, I guess, pros and cons to that. Some people are for it or against it. What are your thoughts?
Well, the only people in long-term care nowadays are the complex of the complex. They're usually in long-term care because they simply cannot be at home anymore. Their families have tried, they've supported them, and are typically exhausted by the time people are now going to long-term care. And they're in long-term care because they may need extra people to assist them, two people lifts. There's many reasons why they're in long-term care, and mostly it's because they're complicated and families just cannot manage anymore. So it will be an individual family decision. We've also made arrangements if people do want to bring their loved one home, that their bed will be kept for them in some capacity. It may not be the exact same bed, but it is an option for families to do this. And we've made that change so that people can do that depending on their circumstances. But it's so important to understand these are Ontario's most vulnerable people, and they're in long-term care, usually because they cannot be managed at home.
Minister, thank you so much for the time today. I know how busy you are, and I know how hard you and the whole staff are working to try to get this problem as mitigated as possible. Thank you, and take care and work hard for us. I know you are.
Thank you. Thank you. And please, everyone, do your part. Do your part. Everyone has a role to play. Thank you.
Okay. That's Minister Dr. Mary Lee Fullerton. She is the Minister for Long-Term Care here in the province of Ontario. This is a scary notion for, as she said, the most vulnerable of vulnerable people. And whether it's long-term care, whether it's a retirement residence, whatever the case might be, we have to do our part. We really do. 613-